That certainly wasn't pretty.
We're on radio. We don't need to be pretty.
True enough. This is the morning pre-flight on EAA Radio.
I am Jim.
I'm Tommy.
And it is the 7:30 segment, which means we're going to talk to some flying musicians. So, James, this is not the first time you've been in our studios.
No, I've been privileged to be in your studios here and in your previous locations, and it's always an honor. Thank you very much for having me.
And thanks for stopping by. And, in fact, you know, I believe we did some recording with you at one point, didn't we?
Yes, yes.
You and Rick, I believe it was.
Rick Reynolds, mm-hmm. who's the editor of Air Venture Today, the show daily that I work on as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we had, God, what was the first song that we had you record that time? It was
Air Venture Blues.
That's what it was. Still a classic. We have it in here somewhere.
Great.
I believe we do.
No, that was a classic moment for us recording in a makeshift studio, to say the least.
Makeshift is a strong word for what that was.
And didn't we did that live too, out on the deck out there one time?
Yes,
too.
Yeah, we did that, and then also another tune, North 40.
Yep.
You know, so you are obviously highly inspired, we'll say, by this place.
Yes.
And what happens here. So first of all, let's talk about you as a musician. Mm-hmm. You know, what is it you do, and how did you get into music?
I started my career actually as a musician playing in bands in New York City, you know, with this whole crowd of people, Blondie, Talking Heads, Ramones, New York Dolls were all the contemporaries. Mm-hmm. And as things went on, I had always planned on also writing, and that's sort of where my career path took me, but you don't get that music out of your system.
Right.
And this is, as you note, an inspiring setting, and there is a great audience of people interested in it, so it just became a natural, after writing Air Venture Blues, to then think, which by the way was sort of a spontaneous creation, to then think, well, let me see if we can write a few more songs about this event.
Very good. So we're going to listen to some music that you had. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to hear.
This is a song called Rock Your Wings, and it is inspired by the inbound procedure, which if you talk to people, they hear about it from all over the world, and it's kind of this ambivalent feeling because they want to do it, but they're scared that it's going to be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of written from the perspective of someone who is doing it, and it goes off sort of in a semi-fantasy tangent from there.
Fair enough. All right, music from James Winbrandt of the Flying Musicians. Go for it, Slider.
I was kind of nervous even with air traffic service, though I'd read the FISC procedure like the Bible. 1.6 from the inbound fix. I was set up for the ripping arrival. Already had the ATIS. I said, man, this is the greatest. As I thought about where I was aviating. Yes, ma'am, no, damn, I hit a grand slam. The world's greatest air show is awaiting. I had the proper freaking, yes, and I turned off my beacon, but I worried the approach would overwhelm me. But I felt just like Bob Hoover executing this maneuver when I heard the air controller tell me, rock your wings, if you copy. Rock them up and down. Rock your wings, rock your wings, everybody. You're looking good from the ground. Sign language, my wings told them I was ready, I was willing, I was listening. So for pleasure, not survival, we rocked on toward the revival. In the distance, Winnebago's water. actor with that one defining feature that we practiced as we rocked and rolled along. I could see the wings a wagging, I wing low, wing tail dragging, as everyone on Freako sang this song.
Rock your wings, rock your wings, rock your wings.
Copy, rock them up and down.
Rock your wings, rock your wings, rock your wings,
everybody. Aviation, cause every airplane in the sky from way down low to way up high began to rock their wings to some kind of vibration. I could see the sun's reflection as they turned in our direction in a manner that you had to keep your eyes on. Then the planes began a flocking while their wings kept on a rocking, and more were coming over the horizon. Raptor, Viper, Learjets, Kestrels, Merlins, and Bonanzas. And the swarm just kept a-coming, and the air began a-humming, and like their wings, oh, how my heart fluttered. And I knew they'd fit right in when they sang in unison before the air controller even uttered.
Rock your wings, rock your wings, rock your wings. Rock your wings, everybody. Rock them all around. I don't mean to boast, but we're proud to host the show that's made us world renowned. So rock your wings, rock your wings, rock your wings, everybody. You're Oshkosh inbound. On one more time, rock them. Your landing spot is on the yellow dot. Watch the flag.
Music from James Winbrand here of the Flying Musicians, at least for this morning. You're also staff with AirVenture
Today. With AirVenture Today. Been working on the paper here since for a long time. I think 94 was my first year.
Wow. What's your function over there?
I'm a writer. That's gotcha. My profession now. So I write, and I do a lot of aviation writing.
Of course, of course. You know, I was thinking as I was listening to that, if you could find a way of working in current winds and temperatures, we could probably just replace the ATIS.
I'll work on that for next year.
Yeah. So the Flying Musicians had a pretty significant event last night at the Ultralight Barn. How'd that go?
I must say I missed it because I was at the UCAP gathering.
Oh, yes.
Over just at the north end of the field.
Okay. Yeah, that was their open mic jam night or something like that at the
It's
at
a gathering. I guess they have some semi-adult beverages there, and right. People gather and have a great time. I think this is about the fourth or fifth year mm-hmm. they've done that, so it's developing into its own little tradition.
Yes, very good. And thanks for joining us and reminding the folks, rock your wings. I'll tell tell you what, as a guy who's flown in here and also listens to the radio, every time somebody keys the mic, I'm like, ah, there's a guy that didn't hear the Aedis or didn't listen to the note or read the note of him. So, like I said, we'll replace the Aedis with that one.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. James Winbrandt, flying musician and others. Other stuff around the field here at AirVenture Oshkosh. This is EAA Radio.